time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorbman. And good morning, Randy. Today we're going to start off by looking at the business climate for small business in particular.
Yes, Beth. There's a new survey out about what small and medium-sized businesses think about the U.S. economy and their individual businesses. This comes from M&T Bank, which of course has facilities in a number of states around the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. So they surveyed a number of those business owners in that region. According to their data, 59% of those they surveyed expect the economy to improve in the next 6 months. That compares to 6 months ago when the number was 42%. Eric Feldstein is M&T's head of business banking. He says in general, a number of business owners they surveyed are looking at the possibility of increasing capital expenditures.
Focusing on really building their respective businesses. But at the same time, there still is some concerns that are weighing on each of them relative to the impact of regulations as well as the cost of health care and tax policy.
And those concerns are partly due to the uncertain political climate in Washington right now. Feldstein says uncertainty is what causes the small and medium-sized businesses to hold off on expanding, adding jobs. He says even if there's going to be bad news for business coming out of Washington, these business owners would rather have the news sooner than later so they can plan ahead. Harris Corporation, which of course has a lot of operations locally, awarded a 5-year contract, could be worth as much as $461 million to modernize the U.S. Army's mission-critical communications network. Under the contract, Harris will upgrade the land mobile radio infrastructure on Army bases around the U.S. Motorola Solutions also is part of that contract. Constellation Brands, the Victor-based company, holding its annual meeting this week. It's coming up tomorrow, 11 a.m. at Nazareth College. Investors of Constellation should be in a pretty good mood. Their stock up at least 25% for the first 6 months of this year, outperforming the wine, beer, and spirits industry overall. Constellation has a dominant position in the premium wine and beer segment in the U.S. They're also focused on expanding in the craft beer space, which has become a solid growth avenue there as well. AIM Photonics, which is the name for the overall effort locally to grow that technology in Rochester, adding another company to the mix. The company is called Mentor. They make software and hardware to help companies develop better electronic products faster and more cost-effectively. Mentor, by the way, is a division of Siemens. And Harris Beach, the law firm based in Rochester, which has offices around the Northeast, naming Chris Yeagle CEO, James Spitz named chairman of the firm, part of the transition plan. Spitz has been CEO there since 2005. Beth?
All right. Thank you very much, Randy. We'll put this up on our website later in the day, WXXINews.org. But you can hear the WXXI Business Report every Monday at 8:45.